Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And if you want to give us a call this afternoon, you can do that as well. We have our telephone lines open. You can call us toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. And let's go ahead and open our program here with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray that you would bless the program this afternoon. Father, just pray that you would just help us to be a blessing. Help us to be an encouragement to someone today. Help us to point people to Christ, Lord. And we just want to thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's good to be with you today, and before we get started with too much here, a couple things I want to mention, but also a reminder, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com, and you can learn more about us there at livewithpastoral.com, and let's see, we've got a number of things up there. We've got old programs up there that you can listen to if you'd like, and you can find some of those things there. Let's see, I had something else I was going to mention here before I get into my topic here, but I wanted to mention about the abortion, success with some, with the heartbeat bill going on also in Columbus. But before, oh, there's what I wanted to mention, our Christmas program, where I was thinking about this here today, but we are going to be on the air on Sunday night for our regular Sunday night program, and that will be on December 25th, Christmas night, and we'll be reading the birth of Christ as recorded in the scriptures, a little booklet that I put together some years ago, and it's just simply portions of scripture from the Gospels, from some of Paul's writings in various parts of the New Testament, as well as some of the prophetic statements in the Old Testament. And it's all put together in one narrative that just flows, no added words, it just flows. And I can't claim it as original. I saw a shorter version of it some years ago that some lady had put together, I think back in the 50s. And then we modified it, added to it, and fixed it up a little bit and took out some extraneous words and just made it one narrative that's nothing but words from the Bible. It's all strictly the King James Version of the Bible, and you can read it as one narrative that goes through the Bible prophecies of the coming birth of a Savior through the birth of Christ as announced in the Gospels, and also some other passages later on in the New Testament that add to it, and makes a nice reading. And if you go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com, you can find a link there if you would like to get a copy of that. There's a link there where you can order an e-copy. You can order that, and you can either just read it from your tablet or your computer or whatever, or you can print it out, read it that way. If you have some problems and some difficulties, you could probably email me and I can get you some better, or just send you a text of it, I guess, or the text of it. But that's, again, just go to livewithpastoral.com and you'll find that link to The Birth of Christ. It's a little booklet, electronic booklet that you can get. It's free, and there's a couple sources of there that you'll find available, and it's free, so you can download that and have a copy of that yourself. But we'll be reading through that on Christmas night. Also, our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, we're going to be having regular services on Sunday. We will be there. Of course, our Bible study Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and our morning service at 11 o'clock and then our evening service at 6 o'clock on Sunday, December 25th, and we have our regular services there. Now, one thing we are doing a little differently this year is normally we have a Christmas Eve candlelight service, and because of our Friday night Bible study and our Sunday services and the fact that we meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn, we don't have a building of our own. We meet in a hotel. And because of that, it's worked out where we'll have more people able to come. And also it just it works out logistically better this year that we're going to do our candlelight service actually Sunday morning on Christmas Day. So if you don't have anything to do Christmas morning and you would like to come and visit us for our candlelight service, and it doesn't have to be real dark. The point is we like to sing some songs celebrating the birth of Christ, and it'll be a little less structured than our regular service, and we'll be singing some songs, and then we have we also read through the birth of Christ, and then we have a chance where people can share blessings of the past year. And usually what we do at that point, and we'll pull the curtains down in the room that we're in, and it gets reasonably dim in there, not real dark, but we have some candles, and we just light the candles and share the blessing. Now, we're not doing what the Catholics do, lighting candles to get somebody out of purgatory. There's no biblical basis for that. What we're doing is just lighting a candle to symbolize the light that came into the world with the birth of the Christ child. And then, of course, when each individual lights a candle and it has an opportunity maybe to share a blessing or something from the past year, or if not, some people choose not to say anything. And then we just sort of stand around the room, and it's always, you know, nice to watch, because you start with just the central candle representing the light of Christ. And then as each person lights a candle, that shows how when people trust Christ as their Savior, the light spreads. And anybody that's traveled outside of the country or has had the opportunity to travel or live in an area where there's very few Christians can understand the concept of spiritual darkness that you can just about feel. Some places that I've been when I was in England in the Air Force, and some places that I've been in the Samoan Islands when my wife and I were there as missionaries. And there's just some places that you go that you can just feel the spiritual darkness. And when a Christian comes into that area, they're bearing the light of Christ in that spiritually dark area. And so we try to symbolize that a little bit with the lighting of the candles and going out throughout the darkened room. And as more candles are lit, the room gets brighter. And that's what happens as you share the gospel with people and they trust Christ as their Savior. The spiritual light is in them, that's in you, that the light of Christ, and it shines forth from them, and as they're a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's really how we overcome the spiritual darkness that's in the world. It's like the little children's song, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." And that's what we're supposed to do, let the light of Christ shine out. And so we just kind of recognize that and celebrate that with our Christmas service. So again, that will be at 11 o'clock on Sunday, Christmas Day, December 25th. And so if you don't have any place to go on Christmas morning, we'd love to come. We'd love to have you. And also, of course, we still got our regular Friday night Bible study. You can come there tonight at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. The Richfield Holiday Inn Express is where we meet. It's an informal Bible study. We've got refreshments, and we just talk about whatever. We talk about questions about the Bible and questions about current events in light of God's Word. That sounds familiar. That's because that was the basis for our radio programs. They grew out of our Friday night Bible study. So we invite you to visit us there. And let's see. Well, there'll be more information about that at the end of the program. But I wanted to touch on a couple of things here as well today. There's been some exciting news out of Columbus, and also some other challenging things. This past week, the the House ended its session, I believe, in the wee hours of the morning. I had heard that they had gone in, their session continued past one in the morning, I think. This, I'm not sure exactly when they ended it, but the House Bill 286, the Ohio Pastors Protection Act, unfortunately, I do not believe, and maybe we'll find out more about this later, but I do not believe that that was passed or even voted on, and I believe it's being put off a little bit yet. I'm not sure how they're going to work that, because my understanding was that when the session ends, if it's not been voted on, it has to start all over again. So continue to pray for that. If we have to start from the beginning again with that, that's what we'll have to do, but keep praying for the Ohio Pastors Protection Act. And on a positive note, there was a couple of bills that came through the House and the Senate in Columbus here, and this is exciting here, and the Senate passed Senate Bill 127 last year, I believe it was, when they passed that, and this bill here would ban most abortions after 20 weeks, and which it's currently about 24 weeks, I believe. But in relation to that, that went into the House. Well, a similar bill in the House, which goes with along with that, is House Bill 69, which has been called the heartbeat bill, and this basically says that it would ban abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. And they know that the unborn child feels pain during this time, and that's one of the reasons for it as well. But what happened is the heartbeat bill passed on Tuesday, and that's kind of exciting that that passed. Now, what this means is that because the Senate bill and now this one passing, this one is going to go to the governor's desk. Now, there's been similar legislation that's reached Governor Kasich's desk, and he's not signed it. But we're praying that the governor will sign this bill. He suggested that it might not pass constitutional muster, and so that was his justification for not wanting to sign it in the past. But we need to pray, and we need to pray that God moves on the governor's heart and moves and prompts him to sign this bill and put or protect the unborn children. And, you know, there's always the people who complain, well, I read something recently that says unless you can bear a child, you have no bearing on this issue. And that's a really, you know, a stupid statement, you think about it. I saw a great diagram one time. It showed a cutaway silhouette of a pregnant woman. And it pointed to the woman's body, and it had an arrow that said, "the woman's body." And then in her womb was a separate body for the unborn child. And it had a arrow pointing to that and said, "not the woman's body." And that's what people need to understand. And people try to downplay the fact that the unborn child is a unique human being. It is distinct from its mother. It is distinct from its father. And in Psalm 139, and it's a familiar verse to some of us here, but Psalm 139, when the Bible talks about an unborn child, he starts here in verse 13. It says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them." Now, this is a great passage, and you know, I believe there's a lot of scientific facts that you can find in the Word of God, and this is one of them. He says there in Psalm 139, verse 16, in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance was were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. And the reason that this is so important is there is a book that God has placed inside of each of your cells. And in each human cell, we have a book. It's got 23 pairs of chromosomes. It's your DNA. And in that DNA, that's what determines what you're going to look like, whether you're going to be male or female, whether you're going to have black hair, brown hair, red hair, blonde hair, green eyes, blue eyes, brown eyes, whether you're going to have ears, lobes that attach or earlobes that hang free, all kinds of things, whether you can roll your tongue over or not, whether you can do all kinds. I mean, it's just incredible details. The blueprint for your body is packed into those cells when as yet none of your members, none of your limbs, none of your body's organs or anything or even have even begun. And this is at the very beginning, the zygote stage, the fertilized egg. Now, if this is not phenomenal enough, I was reading a book recently called Mysterious Epigenome, and it's subtitled What Lies Beyond DNA, and it brought up some interesting stuff. I remember I studied biology back at Colorado State in the late 70s, early 80s, and we learned a bit about DNA, but there's been a lot that's taken place since then in different things. And as I've mentioned on the program before, they've discovered this epigenetic language that lies over top of your genes, and it basically tells them and explains or instructs how the DNA is going to be read and applied. And the DNA in and of itself is absolutely the most densely compacted form of information storage that we know about. People who do computer programming for a living, professional programmers, they can't even begin to come close to the incredible information density that's programmed into the DNA code. With just four letters, they're able to program I think the human DNA has over 3.1 billion letter combinations of those four letters. But through that, they're able to code for every characteristic that you have. And it's just absolutely astounding when you think about it. And as an aside, I've mentioned before that the government has spent millions of dollars on the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, and they point radio telescopes to the sky, and they're listening, trying to find just a short segment of some kind of repeating non-random information. And if they find that, they believe that will indicate the presence of intelligent life out there. Well, if you look inside of every single cell of every living organism, guess what you're going to find? You're going to find these incredible, and in the case of human beings, 3.1 plus billion letters of repeating non-random information. I say repeating because it's repeated in every one of your cells, and it's non-random because it's coded information that is the blueprints for what you're going to look like and how you're going to live in many cases in terms of your bodily functions. And but what's even amazing is what happens at the moment of conception, because you have the two germ cells, the egg cell from the mother, the sperm cell from the father. Both of them have half the genome, and so you get half of your DNA. Remember, it's 23 pairs, so you get half of that 23 from your father, half from your mother, and they come together in a unique combination, and that's why you can have so much variation within a family. And so this unique combination comes together, and it's located inside of the nucleus now of this fertilized egg cell. But there's more to this story, and I actually learned something recently. There's a there's a structure inside of your cells, and it's called a centrosome. And the centrosome is a structure that anchors just the numerous microtubules that stretch all around your cell that kind of give it its three-dimensional shape. And there's without getting into all the details on the centrosome, but the centrosome is a spherical object near the center of the cell. It's outside of the nucleus. It's distinct from the nucleus. And they found in recent studies that the human egg cell does not have a centrosome. The centrosome, along with half of your DNA, comes from your father. Now, this is interesting because we've talked in the past about how the mitochondria comes from your mother, because that's within the egg cell. And so that's the only place, that's why they've geneticists have traced back and found that every single human being on the planet is descended from one single woman that they call mitochondrial Eve. And they've also determined that that there's three main branches of humanity, which came from three different women who in turn were descended from the same woman. Where have we found something similar to that in the Bible? Let's see. The Bible says in Genesis that Eve is the mother of all living, and then Noah got on the ark, and on the ark there were, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Shem had a wife, Ham had a wife, and Japheth had a wife. And every single human being is descended from those three women. How's that sound? It's amazing. It's reflected in the study of genetics, isn't it? Well, it shouldn't be considered too incredible. After all, the Bible said that. Well, anyway, getting back to the centrosome actually comes from the father. At the moment of conception, when the nucleus of the sperm is brought into the egg cell, the centrosome comes in as well, and it goes in and takes up a position near the nucleus of the egg cell, and that allows the microtubules in the egg cell to connect to that, and it provides structure to the egg cell, which is crucial at the zygote stage for setting up some of the conditions, which is going to determine how that fertilized egg begins to divide so that it can continue to develop into that baby that eventually 9 months later is going to be birthed into the world. And as a result, it's part of the epigenetic code. And as the various cells differentiate into different cell types, if you think about it, the epigenetic code is kind of like a contractor going to a file cabinet full of plans and diagrams and instructions, and that would be the DNA. And so all these things overlaying the DNA, it's absolutely exciting when you look at it, and it's absolutely incredible. Just like the Bible says, fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My soul knows that right well because of studying the Word of God and seeing what genetics and biology has to teach us. We got John in Euclid calling in, and we got just a couple of moments or minutes. John, welcome to the program.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Allen. Very encouraging about the heartbeat bill. And I thought if it'd be all right, I could give the number for the governor's office and people could call. And
oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Yes, the number for Governor Kasich's office. And we want people to call and encourage him to sign that bill into law. It's going to be the best law in the whole nation, and it should effectively end abortion in Ohio. And hopefully later it'll be a federal law as well under the Trump administration.
Right.
And the number for the governor's office is 614-466-3535. That's 614-466-3535. And anybody can call, even if you don't live in Ohio, you can call and just ask that Governor Kasich would sign that bill into law. We really, really need that. It's a terrible thing, the children that are being killed. And, we can put feet to our prayers there. We need to pray that Governor's heart will be touched, but also we can, as free citizens, give our opinion. And
absolutely, John. Hey, John, I want to thank you for that. I'm about out of time here. I appreciate you calling about that and giving that number and encourage people to call. And we'll probably be talking about this some more on Sunday night as well, our Sunday night program at 11 o'clock. And I want to thank you for listening today. God bless. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.